USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
Further, a journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up a school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. San Francisco health officials announced they've detected the first case of the COVID Omicron variant in the United States. The city's public health director, Dr. Grant Colfax, saying the discovery and knowledge of the Omicron variant is still in the early stages. The patient was fully vaccinated. He also returned from South Africa recently. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Wednesday regarding the abortion case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. At issue is a pro-life law in Mississippi which prohibits elective abortions after 15 weeks of gestation before unborn children are viable. The Mississippi Solicitor General, who is defending the state law, Scott Stewart, says history should be looked at when making a decision to uphold the legislation.
The court looks to history and tradition, and here, those decisively reject the proposition that states cannot legislate comprehensively on abortion before, after viability, and all throughout. So it's history and tradition, Your Honor.
A heat wave is breaking fall records in California. Forecasters saying records were broke Tuesday in Riverside and other towns around Southern California, which saw highs in the upper 80s. Unseasonably warm temperatures also in Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just how exactly is China's decision to try to bully lawmakers working out?
With an exclusive insight into China, Paul Boardman, chairman of the Decouple China Pact.
On the China war front, last week, China demanded a code of conduct in the South China Sea and confronted the Philippines. The U.S. stated China's actions were dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. 1 week later, China threatened the U.S. passage of our $250 billion U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, saying it would gravely damage America's own interests. The bill passed the Senate with bipartisan support in June and incorporates several anti-China bills. Pressure mounts for a House version to pass in December. Beijing has promised retaliation if the bill makes it through Congress. Last weekend, a five-member bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation visited Taiwan. The Chinese embassy warned the delegation to cancel the trip. Representative Slotkin said, "I'm not going to be bullied by China." Representative Mace referred to Taiwan as the Republic of Taiwan.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse says he's destroying the weapon he used in self-defense last year in Wisconsin. While appearing on a podcast, Rittenhouse saying he doesn't want anything to do with the AR-15-style weapon he used in August 2020 in Kenosha. The shooting happened during riots and looting after protests of the police shooting of an armed Jacob Blake, who was trying to elude police officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.